This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
New grand jury leaks in the Michael Brown shooting reveal the results of the teenager's autopsy. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch published the report. It shows that Brown's gunshot wounds included one in the hand at close range.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 22nd. We are in Atlanta as we continue our road tour this week. And as you heard, the Michael Brown autopsy indicates that he went for the Ferguson cop's gun, had marijuana in his system as well. That is what has come out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that he had marijuana in his system, was shot at close range in the hand, backing up claims by the police officer, Darren Wilson, that there was a violent struggle between the two. The report supports the account given by the police officer who shot and killed then 18-year-old Michael Brown on August 9th.
Now, is this the autopsy report that came from the police department or the independent autopsy that came from the family?
This is the separate autopsy. The one given by the medical examiner, not part of the official investigation, reviewed the autopsy report on Tuesday and told them that the finding does support there was significant altercation at the car. So this is a different one altogether.
Okay, I got to ask Brother Ben. Okay.
Which is what the officer said.
Yeah. I still got to ask Brother Ben. Ben Crump, call me.
There are reports today talking about the seven women whose bodies were found and are being linked to a serial killer in the Gary, Indiana area. And they're talking a lot about the man who has been arrested, but they're not talking about the young women. And there are stories now. CNN is reporting on the young women and their names and giving a background on who they were. Africa Hardy, Tierra Batley, Aneth Jones, and Christine Williams, and still three unidentified women being called Jane Doe. After years of alleged police brutality, the United States Department of Justice has revealed plans to investigate the Baltimore Police Department. U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, the Department of Justice, announced initial details about collaborative reform initiative to curb police brutality.
Baltimore.
On BlackAmericaWeb.com today, Zach Burgess talks about the myth of gentrification. In the past decades, it has been a hot-button issue as our major cities have been giving away to reinvestment and revitalization. But there is a question. Is there room for Black and low-income residents to benefit from the reinvention of our cities? As you may have heard, the Dallas Cowboys, have cut Michael Sam from their practice team. The first openly gay active player from the NFL has been cut from the Dallas Cowboys practice team.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah, they announced that yesterday. That they are cutting him to make way for a linebacker, Troy Daniels. He had been a part of the 10-man practice team.
Well, we'll just see about this.
And finally, good news for fans of Jodeci. They're getting back together, and they're going to reunite at the Soul Train Awards. The Bad Boys of R&B in the 90s. Several hits before turmoil and substance abuse split them up. Now they're heading back to the stage.
All off turmoil and substance abuse now? All of them?
That's what it's called. What does Tyler say?
When the pockets get flat, they all come back.
They all come back.